The reviews are in, and the critics agree the show's a smash!
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. By the way, tomorrow afternoon, very exciting.
Don't tease it. We're not sure yet.
The 25th annual Dory Awards.
Something could get in the way.
Where you, the listener, will pick the most annoying person of 2018.
I'm getting a sense that Nicole doesn't want that to happen.
I think I've gotten out of it the last 2 years because of breaking news and things like that. So I'd say it's run its course, and we probably...
We've done it. That was one of the first ideas I came up with. Do you realize that this April will be my 25th anniversary doing this show?
Wow.
Isn't that shocking?
That is so cool. No, well, in all honesty, pretty much unheard of for any show.
It's the longest continuously running talk show in the history of the state of Washington.
Oh, that is cool.
Because Dave Ross took time off to run for Congress,
that's
and John
right.
Carlson took time off to run for governor. So their shows are not or were not continuously running. So it's the longest continuously running talk show in the history of the state.
But do we know about the country?
Not yet. No, we should check that out.
Yeah, we should.
Because we're not supposed to talk about ratings. But I had an industry professional who suggested we may have the highest rated local talk show in the United States.
And you know why that is, besides the fact that you're amazing?
Because of you and Nicole.
No, that's because of our listeners.
Oh, well, no, of course. Yes, if we have the highest ratings, of course the listeners are the
just
reason
so
for that.
Well, and they're loyal and they stick with us. And
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you.
But in the country.
That's pretty amazing.
I don't know if it's true, but that's what an industry professional has told me. So, okay, I got to get into this governor's budget thing. I won't go as in-depth as I did in the noon hour, but I spent the entire hour right after the governor finished his press conference. It was one of the most incredible press conferences I've ever heard. We are spending more in taxes. Revenues are through the roof because our economy is relatively good in this state. And so tax payments that we make to Olympia are by far the highest in history per capita, adjusted for inflation. And Jay Inslee had the audacity. I mean, this is the guy who promised you and me... You've said you would not raise taxes. Do you pledge to my listeners that as governor, you will not raise taxes or support tax increases in this state?
My plan is very specific. It does not propose or support tax increases in general taxes.
Okay. He lied to you and me. Because Jay Inslee... Have I done the big lead open yet, Sean?
You have done the open, but we haven't gotten to any specific big lead.
Well, let's get right to our top story.
The big lead, top story.
Okay, so I got a great text message, and you can text us. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. And one of my listeners said, how insane is it? Jay Inslee wants just Washington State to spend $1.2 billion on the whales. But the entire country can't come up with $5 billion to build a wall to keep illegals and drugs and crime out of this country? It's staggering. So Jay Inslee, he stood up and he talked about that we have to spend $1.2 billion on the whales because the whales and you and me have a lot in common.
We share so much with the orcas. We share about the same body temperature. We share about the same heartbeat rate. We share close familial social interactions. And
you know what? I'm starting to think, remember a few months ago when that mama whale was carrying around her dead baby for a couple of weeks? I'm starting to think that maybe somebody from the governor's office, they went out and they tied the baby to the mama's snout. It's because everybody's, oh, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful with this mother, their love for her dead baby? And now I think that that was just a ploy to lay the groundwork for a $1.2 billion tax increase. But I didn't realize that we have the same body temperature. And I assume that's when taken orally. But yeah, so anyway, here, let's get back to the similarities between us and the whales.
We share so much with the orcas. We share about the same body temperature. We share about the same heartbeat rate.
And if not orally, would you use the blowhole for that? Or would there be another orifice? Anyway, I digress.
We share close familial social interactions and bonds. And we share the need to defeat environmental degradation.
Yes, yes. The whales have been banding together in their close familial bonds and talking about how much they hate Trump and how they hope Jay Inslee will raise your and my taxes. Bunch of freeloading whales. They're just typical in this state, aren't they? They just want everything from everybody else. How about you guys work for your own stuff for a change? You want to fight climate change? If we got the same body temperatures and we got the same familial relationships, why don't you guys band together as a whale community and fight climate change on your own?
When we save the orcas from toxins, when we save the orcas from climate change, when we save them from pollution, we save ourselves.
Okay, so $1.2 billion for the whales. He wants free college, four-year college for everybody else's kids who can't afford it.
Cost has become an enormous barrier to too many students, particularly low-income students. So our budget funds the Washington Promise.
Okay, so what that means is for families who have, you know, I said a couple hours ago, my wife and I, we opened a GET account for each of our daughters as they were born, because if you spread the cost of college over 18 years and the GET programs worked out well for the taxpayers, you spread the cost over 18 years of monthly payments, it becomes doable. And you know, so now we have to pay for other people's kids. And so do you in the state. So we free college. They want free pre-K statewide, which, by the way, no offense, but by calling it pre-K, it's free daycare for 3 and 4 year olds. Pre-K. Oh yeah, there's a lot of education. My wife and I had our kids in preschool, but we paid for it. But there's not a lot of learning that goes on in pre-K. So free pre-K. Free internet for everybody in the state.
I've proposed setting up a new statewide broadband office to serve as a central planning and coordinating body to help us move forward in this regard in this state.
We have free internet already. It's called our public libraries that we spend a couple $100 a year on our property taxes for. He wants money for homeless.
My budget provides $262 million for affordable housing and housing assistance. We know there's many reasons for homelessness, and we are tackling those in a broad array of ideas.
We are? We're one of the few states in the country where homelessness is dramatically worse. Most states, it's better. Most states, homelessness has gone down. So to pay for it, he wants a unconstitutional capital gains tax, 9%. Absolutely not allowed under our state constitution. He wants to raise the B&O tax on businesses. He wants a real estate tax. If your house is worth more than $1 million, you would pay a greatly jacked up tax when you sell your home. It just went on and on and on. The man who promised you and me he would not raise taxes as governor is proposing the biggest tax increase in the history of the state of Washington. So as I was breaking all of this down a couple of hours ago, we got a call from State Rep. Andrew Barkus, who was listening to my comments and joins us live here on Cairo Radio. Representative, appreciate you coming on with me today.
Hey, good afternoon, Dory, and thank you for your great commentary today.
Well, I appreciate it, and yeah, I hope people go and listen to the podcast of the Noon Hour, because I spent a whole hour on it. But what in my comments fired you up enough to want to call in?
Oh, D, all the above. I just happened to be driving from my car from my my business, which is in Olympia, to my state legislative office at the Capitol, and was listening to some different things. We knew this was breaking today, and as I'm listening to the details and had been reading the briefs, I literally almost had to pull over. I was dumbstruck by the justification, the call for new taxes, in a time when we have never seen more revenue in the state of Washington. Now, here's a great Christmas gift for everybody in the state of Washington, and it's a little early, but here it is, a great tax increase package. So yeah. Merry Christmas, state of Washington.
Yeah, and you know, as I said, obviously we're paying more in taxes than we ever had in our state's history.
Ever.
And so in the context of candidate Inslee promising my listeners he would never raise taxes, I mean, how does anybody justify what they're hearing? I mean, your colleagues across the aisle, how do they justify this?
Well, they're going to have a difficult time, Dory. You know, in a couple of short weeks, we are going to be gathering here to start the 2019 session. And if it already wasn't going to be contentious enough with all the changes in leadership and the majority, it's going to be very difficult. It's almost, I would say, from our perspective, it's impossible to justify tax increases. How can you justify tax increases when you have seen double-digit increases in revenue coming into the state, more than enough revenue to take care of the priorities of the state of Washington and save? And guess what? We could even have done a tax decrease, a tax rebate for the people of the state of Washington. So I don't have any clue. I'm sure they're formulating all sorts of great ways to do it. But
well, I mean, I know the way. I mean, I know their justification. Did you realize, Representative, that the whales and us have similar body temperatures?
Well, I just now, I'm going to have to do a little more research on that. But, you know, being that we're mammals, I guess it's a key point. But, you know, even to that point, you know, the policy is important. Priorities are important. The whales are important.
Sure.
Salmon is important. We all get that. We can agree upon that. We can shake and bipartisanly think about that. And we have proposed solutions to deal with that issue that don't require us making that the poster for why we need to increase revenue for the state of Washington.
Well, because they're
one
cute.
Of many different things.
They're very cute when you put them on a poster. So, I mean, there is no question. I am certain, and I made a bet with our state superintendent of public instruction about this several months ago when he came on with me. There is no doubt in my mind that a capital gains tax is an income tax. The IRS has sent a letter confirming that it is an income tax. How in the world are they still trying to propose something? The voters of this state 9 times have said no to an income tax. And I mean, that is the holy grail for Democrats, is it not?
Mm-hmm. They're just going to repackage it and call it, you know, I have a black cat. It's not white cat. You can't repackage this stuff.
You can't, especially with this one, because the tax code is clear.
Capital gains are declared on
our 1040 income tax form. And
exactly.
And they keep throwing this out there, and it boggles my mind.
Well, it's a setup, you know, and it's a setup for the greater conversation of all the way along the lines of a state income tax. And so, you know, and then now we're starting to talk about we're going to change the Constitution. It's very clear the people of the state of Washington over and over and over again over the course of the last 80, 90 years have said no to a state income tax. And to even float this out there as a proposal is ludicrous, to think that we as a legislative body are somehow going to find a miraculous way around the state Constitution to be able to impose this fee or whatever the heck I can't remember the exact term.
An excise tax. They keep calling it an excise tax.
Yeah, a fee for service or a tax on services or whatever. It's a capital gains tax. And, you know, this targeted approach that we're just going to go after the rich and it's just an upper percent, you know, that just doesn't fly, because when you start looking at, and you want to talk about equitable taxation, and you want to talk about, it's unequitable when you start targeting certain segments of our population in the state and saying, yeah, we're just going to tax you because you can afford it. Well, let me tell you about the people who have the businesses, and you know this, Dory, you've talked to this many times, and people, the mom and dad who have had this company and everything else, and they've retired, they're saving their whole lives, now they're going to have to pay a giant chunk of what their retirement is for this taxation?
Yeah,
and is that fair and equitable?
Let me give the numbers, because I gave this hypothetical a couple of hours ago. So if there is a mom-and-pop business, and they have made just enough to get by and pay their bills for 30 years, and their retirement plan was, we'll sell our business when we retire, and let's say they can get $1 million. And that's been their entire retirement planning. They would now have to give $90,000 to the state of Washington under Jay Inslee's proposal today.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. That's great. You know, and let's not take into consideration the 30 years that those people employ people. That the 30 years that they paid the taxes, the 30 years that they supported their schools, the 30 years that they did all the different things they've done, and now to have to do that. And so, you know, you can't just pin it on the rich, so to speak, because this affects so many people in the state of Washington. And I, you know, the percentages, you say, oh, it's only a slight percent. It's not accurate in that context. It will affect everybody. And the other thing, Dory, is that it's the beginning. They somehow miraculously 9%. You think they're going to stop at 9%? I mean, this is look at California. I mean, California, we're just going to do this income tax. It's just going to be a small percentage. And, you know, what's it at now? 14% or some, you know, astronomical amount. So again, it goes back to the fundamental, the issue. And that is, we do not need additional revenue in the state of Washington. We do not need the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Washington at this time in our history. What we need to do is we need to take a look at the revenue that's coming in, and we need to better start preparing for the change that's coming in our economy. I mean, we are due for a change. We should be preparing for that, saving for that, prioritizing, so that in, you know, the next session after this one, we're not all sitting around listening to all the things we have to now cut because of all the stuff we spent and bought.
Oh, yeah. Economies run in cycles. An economic downturn is inevitable, and we are screwed when that happens. Well, Representative, I'm glad you were listening, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts on all this.
You bet. We'll be working hard, and thanks for carrying the message, Dory, and informing the people. It's so important that people are educated on what this means, and they need to be active voice in the process that's coming up. When we start here in January, they need to be down here, because that is how it will change, and that's how we stop this from moving forward.
Amen. Love it. All right, Representative, thank you, sir.
Anytime.
State Representative Andrew Barkus checking in with us. There you go. That's your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursula's going to check the news, and then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio is coming up next. Oh, I love our listeners. I'm just checking out the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. I played the soundbite of Jay Inslee explaining why we need to jack our taxes by $1.2 billion. I mean, that's just part of it. He wants several billion, but he wants to jack them by $1.2 billion for the whales.
We share so much with the orcas. We share about the same body temperature.
Okay. One of our listeners texted in from the 360. We have the same body temperature and heart rate as Osama bin Laden and Hitler. Should we care about them too, Governor Inslee? That's from Aaron. Nice, Aaron. I like it. With that as mere prelude, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Day.
And our Awesome Audio is brought to you by Brown Bear Car Wash. Did you hear about this Democratic assemblyman in California?
No.
He was arrested. Joaquim Arambula. He and his wife have several kids, and he spanked his 9-year-old daughter. And supposedly, when she got to school, the teacher saw a mark on her. Teacher called police, and the police came and arrested the guy for leaving a mark on his daughter. For he said that she got out of line, he spanked her. Mm-hmm. So here is, and
I mean, their teachers are required to do that.
I don't know what the legal requirement is in California. I'm against spanking. I don't understand why, if a stranger came up and hit your child, they would be arrested. but a parent who has the most loving bond with the child, why parents think it's okay to hit children. It's so counterintuitive to me, but I don't know about getting law enforcement involved in this case, but here's his explanation of why he spanked, and of course, he has to be very politically correct about this.
Number three.
I always think there's a silver lining or some opportunity to grow from things that happen in our lives. I'm hopeful that this moment will allow us to reconnect and really bond with our daughter and figure out how to talk with her and connect with her. And
his wife is sitting next to him as he's doing this interview.
Let her know that she's both loved and heard and respected, and that we are parents and have a responsibility to make sure that she's raised in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying the best we can, like every parent tries the best that we can.
Please don't bring out the training manual line.
There is not an instruction manual.
Oh, my goodness.
And yet, my kids are amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of the work that we've done together to help to raise them that I can't wait to see who they grow up to be.
Mm-hmm. And I smacked a little amazing into her a few days ago. At number two, students on a college campus, they were protesting. I'm so sick and tired of this baby, it's cold outside song controversy. But there were some college students who said, yeah, it absolutely should be banned. And so some folks went out and asked them, well, what about rap songs that are, you know, very misogynistic? And let's hear what the college kids have to say. I'm sure they'll be very consistent in all this.
Number two.
Do you think it's misogynist in the era that we live in today to sing it?
I think it definitely is.
I think it needs to be adapted. You know, it's a totally different cultural time. We view a lot of things differently. So some of the lyrics are very suggestive. And you listen to it multiple times, you can definitely get a sort of vibe from the song that's just unacceptable.
We need to change the lyrics and not completely get rid of it. But,
suggestions like, hey, maybe stay if you want, maybe don't stay if you don't want.
I don't know how we would do that.
So I really don't know the song, but if it's doing something that's gonna like really mess up social media, I think it should be removed.
Definitely, yeah, take it off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Clarify.
Okay, can't have it on campus.
If that's how it's making some people feel, then maybe there is a point we shouldn't be looking into.
I don't take offense to it, but I could see how people would.
There is a lot of undertones of spiking drinks in the sense of, like, having the woman, like, convincing her to stay. But I think the intention behind the song is kind of her debating in her own mind whether she's going to stay or not, and it's more of a playful banter.
Would you delete maybe all the rap and country music off your iTunes? Because that might be misogynistic also.
Listen to rap.
Country music, rock music, anything that might be taken as misogynistic.
I definitely see that side, but like, I don't know. This sounds bad, but like, that song only comes out once a year, like that one time of the year. Whereas rap is kind of like all
problematic year round.
And so maybe it should be phased out a little bit more. But like, I also listen to a lot of rap, so there's that.
And with rap, it's not acceptable, but it's kind of a different kind of lifestyle.
It's incredible to hear the mental gymnastics that people have to go through to be liberals. Okay, at number one, Nancy Pelosi. When she left the meeting at the White House a couple of days ago, she put on a pair of sunglasses for a few seconds in front of some cameras. And oh my gosh, CNN, they just went orgasmic over this.
Number one.
At that now famous Oval Office meeting.
That you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the Trump shutdown.
There was a lot of shade thrown, but when Nancy Pelosi put on shades for exactly 5 seconds, that became the moment her fans immortalized. Pelosi like a rock star. That look when you just got finished manhandling a man baby. The new power suit for women, red coat, sunglasses, nerves of steel.
Jesus.
She literally put them on for 5 seconds. She put them on and then took them right back off.
Made her a rock star. Those are our favorite sound bites of the day, brought to you by Brown Bear Car Wash. Today's sign coming up next. the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. All right, before we head out into the Thursday afternoon, it's time for today's edition of...
Today's sign that the end is near.
Today's sign the world is soon coming to an end. I've talked often that when I was 12 years old, my Aunt Sissy gave me for a gift a subscription to Sports Illustrated. And I loved the magazine. When it would arrive, I would just devour it cover to cover, and I saved every issue. And when the subscription ran out, I saved my money from working to renew it. And I kept saving every issue. And I've been a subscriber to Sports Illustrated now for 44 years. And I have 44 years worth of issues. My wife couldn't understand. She has no idea. You never look at any of these old issues. Why in our storage room we have shelves filled with 44 years worth of SIs. And my wife can't, frankly, I can't figure it out why I keep them. Everything's available online. Everything's digitized. There's no reason. But I know that just to throw them out would be a pain. I'd have to carry them up from the basement. We moved them from our first house to our second and our second house to our third. It's just, it makes no sense. I made a huge decision a couple of weeks ago. I'm not going to renew my subscription because I don't even read the new issues anymore. Magazines that write about timely things like sports, print magazines are just too outdated by the time they arrive. But I tell you something, any misgivings that I may have had about canceling my subscription after 44 years have disappeared when I saw today that Sports Illustrated, they give out some annual honors, and one of them is for the Inspiration of the Year Award. And do you know who they picked to present the Inspiration of the Year Award? Justice Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. And if I hadn't canceled my SI subscription 2 weeks ago, I would have canceled it today upon seeing that news. Because you may have seen earlier this week, Kavanaugh joined the liberals on the Supreme Court to protect Planned Parenthood funding in a couple of states that wanted to strip it because they're an abortion mill. So Kavanaugh joined the liberals. And it was just so strange because for weeks and weeks and weeks, as he was sitting through the hearings, we heard that he was the Antichrist and he was going to destroy Roe versus Wade and we'll go back to coat hanger abortions in America. And then the first abortion ruling that comes before him as a justice, and he sided with the liberals because he said on constitutional principles, he couldn't rule against this. And so have you heard any talk about that? Have you heard that he's no longer the Antichrist? But the woman who cooked up those allegations against him, that tried to destroy what seems to be a good man and his family and their teenage daughter's lives, she's the Inspiration of the Year, according to Sports Illustrated? Or she's the person who should present the award? Yeah, good riddance to SI for crying out loud. But I mean, you know what this proves? Everything that seems to dominate the news these days, it's just all people playing games. Another story in the news today. For more than two decades, there's been a holiday display in the city of Ozark, Missouri, and they have a large lighted cross as part of it. And a national atheist group heard about it and is going to sue if they don't take down the cross. There's that Freedom From Religion Foundation. Do I think that atheists truly care if there's a cross as part of a holiday display? Nah, they're just playing games. And if an atheist is that offended by seeing something, then it's about their weakness. Although I will say, I associate a cross much more with Easter than with Christmas. But that's another subject. But everybody's just playing games, I'm telling you right now. Down in San Francisco, the police chief there has said that when cops pull over suspects, whether they are handcuffed or not, they cannot make the suspect sit on the ground or the sidewalk at a crime scene. In a department memo, the San Francisco police chief, William Scott, he says that making suspects sit on the ground is dehumanizing and demeaning. He says this change is aligned with 21st century policing and our department values. So you have somebody in cuffs that's a suspect at a crime scene and you can't have them sit on the ground? That's demeaning and dehumanizing. The handcuffs are okay, but sitting on the ground is not. Do I think the San Francisco police chief really believes what he wrote in his memo? No. He's just playing games to appease the whack job left in his city. And that's what I think is driving so much of government around here. We're letting real problems go unchecked because we have a lot of politicians who just want to play games for political extremism. Man, I forgot how great this song is, by the way. All right, all of that is today's sign, the end is near. And I got to get out of here. I've said everything that I have to say for today. But I will think up a bunch of new stuff for tomorrow's Friday extravaganza. Ron and Don Show coming up next. And I will see you back here tomorrow. High noon. Hello.
Your damn mouth, because we're not tuning in to hear you. Not at all. You could be replaced in a drop, and so could the producer, and no one would miss you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.